This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Brukham Abam, Agon Erev Shabbos. We're continuing in our series, Gateway to Tefillah, on Bir HaTefillah. This series is dedicated by Rabbi Tzala Rose and family, L'Zeicha Nishmas. Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak is Nisham Shavan Aliyah, should be a male Tzvi for his whole family. Abiyas Gal Tzedek. We're continuing on in Kriya Shema. We are now up to the second parsha of Kriya Shema. V'haya im shamaya tishma'u al mitzvaysai. We know the first parsha is Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shamayim, and the second parsha is Kabbalas HaMitzvais. And the question is, we always say those words, but what in the world do they mean? What is the difference between accepting the yoke of heaven and accepting the mitzvahs of Hashem? Isn't the yoke of heaven the mitzvahs of Hashem? What is the difference between Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim and Kabbalas HaMitzvais? It's very interesting and perhaps strange. What is the difference? I mean, we talk about it all the time. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Darash Moshe, he says, L'chor ha'be Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim, there's Kabbalas HaMitzvais. Says Rav Moshe, no. Hashem's Ratzon is that not only do we accept the yoke of heaven, we accept the yoke of mitzvahs. What does that mean? First, the first thing is we have to accept the yoke of heaven. That whatever Hashem commands us is a yoke, is an absolute responsibility. We can't shirk it. We can't waver. We can't wane. We have to fulfill it. We have to execute it. There are no excuses. There's no way to absolve ourselves. It's a literal yoke. But Hashem also wants us to be mekayim the mitzvahs out of love and out of simcha. Out of love and out of simcha. So the inyan of Kabbalas HaMitzvahs is, it's also an acceptance, but it's besimcha. In other words, Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim is accepting a full-fledged yoke, an absolute responsibility. Kabbalas HaMitzvahs is, even if it wasn't muchrach for us, we would do it mei ahava. And by the way, that's why the Sfas Emes says the parasha begins v'haya v'ein v'haya ela lashon simcha. Okay, Rabbi Say, now we're going to learn a very important and deep concept, because in the second parasha of Shema we say, Le'ahavas Hashem Alekechem, to love Hashem your God. And now we already know that. We already had in the first parasha, Ve'ahavtas Hashem Alekecha. But now we have Ula'avdai, and to serve Him. B'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem. What does it mean to serve God? So the Gemara says in Tainus, Ezohu avoyda shebelev, heva oimer zu tefillah. What is avoyda shebelev? That's prayer. Now, I understand what it means to serve God with all my heart. Because again, serving means to daven. I understand what it means to serve God with all my heart. Because tefillah is mitzvahs hatluyos b'lev. I understand what it means to love God with all my soul. Meaning, to give up my love for God. Like we said in the first parsha. So I get what it means to love God with my soul. I understand what it means to daven with all my heart. But what does it mean I need to daven with my soul? How do you daven with your soul? Did you ever wonder about that? I understand what it means I should love God with my soul, that if ever put to the ultimate challenge, I would give up my life for Hashem. But what does it mean to daven with my soul? By the way, the Nefesh HaChaim says, if you ever wondered why in the second parasha of Shema does it not say, Ula avdai b'chol avavchem, uv'chol nafshechem, uv'chol me'oideichem? The answer is because the first parasha is talking about love. So you could say you could love God with all your money. Some people, they love their money more than their health. But the second parasha is talking about davening. You can't daven with all your money. But what does it mean to daven with all your soul? Now, let's take one thing at a time. What does it mean to daven with all your heart? So with all your heart, listen carefully. The Nefesh HaChaim says, it means two things. Number one, you need to clear out, by the way, your heart means your mind. Whenever the Torah says your heart, it means your mind. Uvalev kol chacham lev nosati chachma. In the mind of every wise-minded person, I put wisdom. Wisdom is in the mind. I once asked Rabbi Victor Miller, why does the Torah refer to the mind as the heart? And he said, I already explained this many times, but I wasn't walking away, so he had no choice but to explain it to me. And he said, thoughts are fleeting. A thought only has value if you have emotion over the thought. You understand? In other words, it's very nice. You think about Olam Haba, you need to feel Olam Haba with your heart. Anyway, I understand what it means to daven with all your heart. You need to clear out of your mind distraction. And to turn it to complete kavana to the words of the prayer. Listen carefully. In the world of the Nefesh HaChaim, kavana means focused on the words of the tefillah. That you say them, belev of sholem, wholeheartedly, umeumka deliba. K'ma'amar amzal bebraisa, reish perak einoimdim, ha'mispalel tzarch sheichavin es libay la'shamayim, shenemar tachin libam, takshiv aznecha. Like it says, chana hi medabers aliba, mikan la'mispalel tzarch sheichavin libay. Like David said, b'chol libi derashticha. So the first idea of davening with all your heart means to remove from your mind all distractions. You're going to Lakewood for Shabbos? Good. That should not be in your mind during Shemana Esrei. And number two, why do you need to go to Lakewood for Shabbos? You could stay home also. There's too much traffic. Fine. Number two, next week, you're going somewhere? Great. What does it have to do with Shemana Esrei? The first, when we say to serve Hashem with all your heart means remove from your mind all distractions. And therefore, Chazal say in the end of Perek Tefillas HaShachar, before you daven, you pause so that you could focus your mind. That's what it means, b'chol levavchem. B'chol levavchem, your heart should be full only with the words. That if any thought rises in your mind, then your heart is not full with the words of davening. Raise your hand if you have an easy time davening b'chol levavchem without any other thought occupying your attention. Very hard. Very hard. Chavetz Chaim already says in his times, it's not likely that anyone could daven a complete tefillah without any distraction. But that's what our goal is. Our goal is to daven where the words are occupying your entire mind. Number two, b'chol levavchem, you need to uproot from your heart all the pleasures of this world. You like food? Not during davening. During davening, that's not on your agenda. That's not part of your personality. You like certain things in life? You have certain hobbies, pastimes, enjoyments? At the time of tefillah, you remove yourself from it. Achl histakel klapei mala b'roim mos habaris brach, only to look heavenward at the power of God. Like Chazal say, HaMispalel tzarch sheyiten libay lamala, ad shei kol koyach libay meshucha rak lamala. That means you are only drawn upward. We know during the rest of the day, you like A, you like B, you like C, you like sports, you like politics, whatever you like. During davening, that's not part of your personality. That's not part of your identity. During davening, you only have one desire. You're pulled upward, lehisaneg al Hashem, to rejoice with God, levad b'tevos ha'tfilah, with the words of prayer. Ukeinyan ha'chasidim ha'rishonim, like the early pious one, shayushayim sha'achas, who would pause for an hour, kedei sheichavno slibam lamakim. Like Rabbeinu Yonah explains. So we know what it means, b'chol levavchem. Davening b'chol levavchem means without any thoughts that distract you, and to remove from your personality all desires in this world, only to be drawn upwardly. Fine. But friends, what does it mean ul'avdoi b'chol nafshechem? What does it mean to serve God with all your soul? It's probably worthwhile to know what this means, considering the fact that I would bet that you say these words at least twice a day. That means at least 700 times a year, you're saying these words. My guess would be you probably say them 1,000 times. Because Friday night, you're repeating the Kriya Shema. Many people say three parts of Shema, even if they said Shema Bezmanai. Whatever it is, you're saying this hundreds of times a year. And this is one of the fundamental obligations of tefillah, to serve God with all your souls. What does this mean? Says the Nefesh HaChaim, to serve God with all your soul. Sha'avoidas ha'tfilah ha'shlema tzricha shetia ima nefesh. The service of tefillah needs to be with the soul. This is a great inyan for those who understand. And when you are diligent in your prayer on this madrega, you will gain extra purity. We find in many places in the Psukim and in Chazal, tefillah is called nefesh. You know, we learn out many great principles of tefillah from Chana. What did Chana say? Did Chana say, I pour out my words before you? Chana said, Va'esh b'ches nafshi, I pour out my soul. Or David HaMelech says, Barchi nafshi, bless my soul. Or Halali nafshi. Or the Gemara says in Brachos, two people that entered to daven, and one of them finished early and he didn't wait for his friend. We grab his tefillah like it says, Toyref nafshai. What do you mean Toyref nafshai? Toyref tefillasai. Rashi says, you caused that your soul be grabbed away. What is the soul? Tefillah. Tefillah is called nefesh. This is very important. It's very possible, without knowing this, a person perhaps has never davened one tefillah. So it's a good thing you came today. You know, whatever age you are, from the look of the faces on the crowd, you're maybe 20 years old, 25, maybe 29 years old. It's worthwhile to know what tefillah is. Tefillah is b'makom karban. So what's a karban? Karban is to bring up the nefesh of the behema. The point of the karban is not to shecht the physical guf of the animal. The point of the nefesh is to be male the nefesh of the behema. The ikar kapara, if you look where my icon is, you can follow inside, is taloi, when you sprinkle the blood of the karban. The blood is the nefesh, or the burning of the limbs. Why? To bring up, to cause to go up the nefesh. So if the purpose of a karban is to bring up the nefesh of the animal, the purpose of tefillah is to be moiser, your nefesh, to Hashem. So you say, huh? I would like to live after Shacharis. I'm not looking to go to shul and give up my nefesh. No. The koyach hadibur of a person is his nefesh. Like it says, Vayhi Adam l'nefesh chaya. Man became a living spirit. Unkla says, Ruach memalala. So your words are your nefesh. So whenever a person says words, says the nefesh achayim b'chei nira l'ayin. Shebechol dibor sheha adam moitzi mipiv. Every word that a person says with his mouth, yoitzi mipiv ruach. He emits spirit, vehevel halev, and the mist of the heart. Your words are your life. Your words are your life. What is my life? My wife, my life is my words. Vahadibur hu ikar nefesh ha'adam. That is the advantage of man over animal. Imkain kol teva hayoytseis mipi ha'adam, every word that emanates from a man's mouth, he koyach v'chelech minafshay, is the force and a component of his soul. Therefore, says the Nefesh HaChaim, Be'es amdoi lespala lefnei koni yisbar shemai, when you stand to daven for Hashem, and you're already doing it b'chol levavai, you're removing from your mind distracting thoughts. You're removing from your mind all your tanugei oilam hazeh, and you're focused upward. Now you say, Ribbono Shel, it's my body and you. I now am leaving my body behind, and now it's just my soul and you, because I am giving you my words, and my words is my nefesh. Yavshid gufay me'al nafshay. Strip your body from your soul. Haynu sheyaser korayoneh ha'avolam abam mikoches agaf. Remove all frivolous thoughts that come from the body. Shenechkiku v'nizdabku b'nafshay, that are clinging to your nefesh. Sheloi ti avoida tfilasay rak b'hanefesh. You want the avoid of your tefillah only to be with your nefesh. Okay? V'hu shekoydem amdoi b'tefillah. Before you get up to daven, you need to remove in your thoughts called tanuge agof, all the pleasures of the body, and your delights, ad sheyikba b'machshavtoi, until you establish the permanent and steady thought limois hagof, to be repelled by the body, ki'ilu enoi bal gof klal, as if you're not a physical being. And when you stand in tefillah before Hashem, you, so to speak, like a korban being slaughtered, you say, I leave my guf behind, and I stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam only as a nefesh. And what does that mean, only as a nefesh? Just my words to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uvedabroi kol teva. And every word of Shemoneh Esrei you say, Shehi koyach v'chilek minafshai, which is a koyach of your life, of your nefesh. Yadbik ba ru'usei ma'od, you should cling with great love. Every word you're saying to Hashem, what you're doing is, your word is your nefesh, and you're giving your nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulhadbika b'sharash ha'elyon shel tevos ha'tefillah. And to cause your soul to cling to the root of these words of tefillah, ha'imdim beruma sha'alaylam. Then it's considered like you're actually removed from this world. And you're a elevated spirit. You hear this? So, is before you start, you remove distracting thoughts. You remove your desires for this world. Then you're ready to leave your body behind. And so to speak, each word that you say, which is a part of your nefesh, you cling to that word, to give that word, and allow that word to attach itself up above. As if when you're davening, you're not even present in this world. That's what it means, la'avdoi, to serve God, to daven, b'chol nafshechem, with all your nefesh, where you literally, you're like a karban. You left the guf behind. You weren't shechted. But you virtually have left your body down here, ba'olam hazeh, and you are sending your nefesh to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu upstairs. Ad shegam achar tefila yikshaloi ma'od lahafnois machshavto l'anyani zeh olam. To the point where after you're davening, it's very hard to land. Very hard to get back into this world. All the things you needed to go to be at Shabbos and next week, you can't even go back there. It's like you're lowering from a great pedestal to a deep pit. Like the Gemara in Bracha says, Chasidim Arishonim, they would wait an hour after davening. This is what the Arizal says, that you need that time, kidei lahashos oid hamoichin. That's what it means when you daven sarach sheyitein liboy lamala. That's a big avoida. Even the first thing is a big avoida. Even to remove distracting thoughts and your desire for this world is a big avoida. But that's just the intro. The b'chol levavchem is the intro to the b'chol nafshechem. B'chol nafshechem is you're leaving your guf behind. And your nefesh, which are literally your words, your every word you say is a part of your life, is your nefesh. You are ascending to send those words to be madbik b'shoyrash ha'elyon. V'chol kach tarbe v'tislayt avos yisrael kach nafshay. your soul should be so inflamed until you desire that when you say that word of any word of the davening, that your soul is leaving your body completely and you're going upstairs. Meaning, you should be so inflamed in love with Hashem that when you say a word of tefillah, you should, in your mind, your soul is leaving your body and cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here it says, "Ulavdei b'chol nafshechem." This is what it means. Zeshe kasav b'chol nafshechem. That's what Chana meant. Va'esh b'ches nafshi lefnei Hashem. This is what it means. Ein tefilasoi shel adam nishmas elam kein mesim nafshei b'chapai. Person's tefillah is not listened to until he puts his soul in his palms. That is, to give assent and to cleave in his tefillah that his nefesh should go lamala. Kapoi means sharsha, your source. Now, one last thing. What does it mean, b'chol nafshechem? The Nefesh HaChaim has an amazing einfal here. In many places in Shas, there's a machlekes. Does kol mean all, or does it mean even partially? For example, in Sanhedrin Ayin Ches, does kol mean kulay, or does it even mean kol shehu? And it says, the Nefesh HaChaim, what does it mean, b'chol nafshechem? It means both. It means ideally kulay, and if not ideally, at least a little bit. So if you're thinking, Gladstein, look, this is a very idyllic description of what tefillah is supposed to be. But the reality is when I'm rolling into Shacharis and I'm mostly upstairs already, but not because I'm elevating my soul upstairs, but because I'm still sleeping or I'm still grumpy, or when I'm rolling into Mincha with 90 million things on my mind and I'm in a bad mood, how in the world am I supposed to remove all distractions, remove all desire for this world, and think that each word of mine is part of my life, that I am giving assent to cleave to Hashem? The answer is, b'chol nafshechem has two meanings. It means entirely, and it means even a little bit. And if even a little bit, you could remove some distracting thoughts from your mind, and remove a little bit of your desires for this world, and think a little bit how your words are really your nefesh, and you're sending it up to cleave to Hashem, that is a fulfillment of b'chol nafshechem as well. Ki kama b'chinos madregos yesh b'zeh. Kol adam l'fi koyach taras libay machshavta. Each person, according to the purity and the strength of his soul. Sheha'adam shekoycha yafa b'tarasa ha'machshava v'akavana. That a person whose koyach is strong in his purity of thought, yuchal adabik is kol nafshay. He could cleave his whole nefesh, migoydel ha'ahava v'atshuka lo yisbarach, from his great love. And v'cholecha l'fi koychei, everyone according to his strength and according to his preparation. He says, ki gam lo kalo itim shava yisba'adam etarz ma'shava, not all times are the same. Rak zois roi v'nachen, what is proper is, shal koponim, yira shetehe kavanosei rutsuya, you should have a desirable kavana, lidavek lo yisbarach, to cleave to Hashem with love, with purity, at least miktsas nafshay, at least a little bit in each word. Therefore it says, b'chol nafshechem, it means two things, either kulay, and if not kulay, miktsasay. By the way to prepare for this is by learning Torah throughout the day. The Madrega of Chana was kol nafshecha. That's why she says, va'ashbech es nafshi. she was completely poured out, meaning she had no ratzon at all for Olam Hazeh. Rabbi Isai, this is the meaning of the simple words, Ula avdai b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem. And I saw this very quickly last night, but in your zechus, I understand it much better this morning. So I highly recommend that you print out these sheets and you read it over Shabbos, because this is the fundamental definition of tefillah. Tefillah is avodah shebalev, but it has to be b'chol levavchem, meaning you clear out your mind from distraction, you clear out your heart from the desires of this world during that time, and you give your soul to God like a karban. How do I give my soul to God? What is my soul? My soul is my words. My words are a part of my soul. And I'm thinking that I leave my guf down here in this world, and I just offer my soul upstairs, I give it ascent, to cling to Hashem in a fiery love that it's hard to make the descent after the tefillah. Rabbi Isai, all of our tefillahs should be niskabel, and Hashem should give us siyata d'shmaya to be able to daven b'chol levavenu u'b'chol nafshenu. You want to know how you see the sheets? Okay, you go, the sheets, you have to get our email. On the email, the email sends you the tefillah sheets every week. If you don't have the sheets this week, if you message me, I'll be happy to send it to you.
Good Shabbos, good Chodesh.
Good Shabbos, good Chodesh. Kol Tov, everyone. Really? Libi Bidaraim.
Breeze, no humidity, sunshine, no rain.
Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.